SEN Melbourne's home of sport. And a big night tonight, obviously, in the NBL with Melbourne United taking on Adelaide. And then, of course, on Saturday night, taking on Cairns. Game sold out too, which is big news. Their crowds, there've been no complaints about the crowds and the crowd numbers, but they take on the Cairns Taipans at the State Netball and Hockey Centre. 7:30 on Saturday night's the Heritage Round, and you may have seen the photo in the paper on social media platforms of United's Chris Golding wearing the Southeast Melbourne Magic singlet. Man who wore that singlet with great distinction for a number of years, from 92 to 98 actually. Andrew Parkinson's on the line. Hello, Parky.
Hey, Kev, how are you, champion?
I'm going well. Now, when you flicked the paper on today, you saw it on social media and you see Goldie standing there with the number 43 magic singlet on. How'd you feel?
Oh, it brought a tear to my eye. My parents actually alerted me of it. And, yeah, when I found out about it, I thought it was a great thing that Melbourne United are doing. And I follow the team, and to see my favourite player in the magic replica uniform, I thought it was a great thing.
It's a funny sort of scenario, really. I mean, you played for a couple of teams in Melbourne yourself. You played for the Cats and for the Saints and then the Magic, and then we had amalgamations and we had all sorts of things going on at the time. So, I mean, they've opened up a can of worms, but it's probably, from your point of view, nice that they started with the Magic.
Oh, it is nice. And I think the 92 and 96 championships were at the peak of when basketball was, you know, big, not only in this town, but all over Australia. And I think and I think they've got plenty of time to honour the Giants. I think in 94 they won a championship. The Tigers, of course, 93 and 97. And then they won some in the post-Gaze era as well. So, and I think they should be recognised. I mean, you look at the South Dragons. They're coming up to, I think, they're only a couple of years off their 10th year anniversary of their championship, which is kind of forgotten in the mix as well. But they were a Melbourne team that was in a great final series with the Tigers, if you can remember back. And that was a great time as well for a Melbourne team.
I'd forgotten about that. Is that near 10 years ago? Goodness,
I think, no, it was about 8 years ago. So there were a couple of years off. Oh, okay. I think it was 2008, 9, somewhere around there. It was Brian Gorgian was coach, and Al Westover was coach of the Tigers. Anstey was playing for the Tigers.
Yep.
Wirtho was with the Dragons. And, yeah, they were playing in front of 10,000 people, and it was a great final series. And I think that was the last year of the South Dragons. But, you know, that championship shouldn't be lost either, I think, for those families and fans and players, of course.
The 92 and 96, I'm just having a look at the lineups here. We've printed them out. The 92 championship, yourself, Bruce Bolden, Darren Lucas, Darren Perry, John Dorge, Robert Rose, Tony Ronaldson, Scott Ninnis, Andrew Lemanis. That was, obviously, Brian Gorgian was coach too. And then in 96, Chris Anstey, Darren Lucas again, Frankie Drimmick, Jason Smith, who was a great player, John Dorge, Mike Kelly, Sam McKinnon, who, you know, could occasionally go reasonably well, and Tony Ronson. They're just two great. What great teams those two were. No wonder you won championships.
Yeah, it was a pretty handy lineup. We perhaps should have won a few more. We were in the semi-finals, I think, the whole 8 years of the Magic. We made at least the semis, and I think we made four grand finals out of that. We won two, so we feel like we could have won a couple more in there. But if you notice the way when you listed those teams, the 96 championship had a lot of younger guys that were just, you know, becoming superstars. Chris Anstey was drafted that year into the NBA.
Yeah.
And I think McKinnon and Smith went on and had boomer careers and were Olympians, and even captain Jason Smith was even a captain of our country. So, and those guys were only at the start of their career and sort of just building, you know, their brilliant careers. And Frank Drimmick also as well, with his younger brother playing for the 36ers now. They must have split loyalties now.
Yeah,
the Drimmick family. But, yeah, that team was super. And the youth that was coming through by 96, those guys were amazing.
We talk about the golden era, and, you know, that's part of the golden era in 92, 96 and around that era. But at the moment, they're starting to build something really special with United now, aren't they, Parky?
Oh, yeah, it's great to see. And I think across the league, I think with all the games on Fox TV, it'd be great to get them on commercial network, which coincidentally was when the game was at its peak in the 90s, when we were on Network 10, live games. And I think, you know, that would help. But it is getting back to, I think, where it once was. And I remember back to in the mid-90s, we were getting packing out Rod Laver Arena, 15,000 people, to when we played the Wildcats. And, of course, when we played the Giants or the Tigers, you know, that'd be an automatic packed out game, but we'd even get big crowds for visiting teams. And I think that's the way the NBL's heading once again.
Yeah, it is. It seems to be building all the time. And the standard of the competition has been terrific in terms of when you watch the games, no matter who's playing, are really good to watch.
Oh, it is. Well, there's only eight teams, so the talent is not diluted at all.
Yep.
And we've seen a lot of great players come back and play from Europe with, you know, Anderson and, you know, Barlow's back in the mix now. And we've got some great imports as well. So I think when you think about it, the talent that you see, the games that you watch sort of every night, it's a very high standard.
Andrew Parkinson's with me, formerly with, of course, the South East Melbourne Magic, most notably for those two championship years. The quandary then becomes when the expansion happens and a second team comes into Melbourne, Parky. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it'll be great. I think maybe not right now, but I think down the track, it'll be great to see the Tigers come back if that's what they want to do.
Do you reckon is that the most obvious and most likely scenario?
Well, you probably know more about it than me, Kev, but from what I've heard, there is a group that are trying to get the Tigers back,
yep,
you know, into the NBL, and I think that would be great, but I think it has to be done at the right time. And I think once we realise that we can, you know, the league's successful and stable and one team's established, I think it'd be great if the Tigers came back or another version of the Giants or the Dragons or whatever it may be. I think Melbourne has always been the most competitive, the best state in basketball. And I think, you know, if there was any state that was going to have two teams in the NBL, it should be Victoria.
Does that mean we automatically just grab Gaze out of Sydney and bring him straight back down here, Parky? Is that how it works?
Why not? It's a great plan. Let him, get used to the coaching thing and make some, you know, rookie errors and then bring him back when he's a bit more experienced to Melbourne and he can see how he goes down here.
It's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out because I think everyone does think it's the most likely and most logical scenario, and there's obviously some really good people involved in that Tigers organisation, both past and present and maybe even future. I guess from someone who played against them, from your point of view, they were always good to beat them, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's what made it great.
And yeah,
is that there was that rivalry. And I think, and because both teams were successful and both teams were sort of mirrored each other, we had the cocky American coach, they had the laid back Aussie grey haired coach, and we played different styles. Brian Gorgian coached like a college program. And as I mentioned before, he developed a lot of those young boys that came through and represented their country and played NBA and played internationally. So, yeah, that environment and that rivalry, even hate, even bordered on hatred, I think was really great for the city and for the basketball. And that's when it was, you know, at its very peak. And I think that's why it'd be great to have two teams in Melbourne. But for the time being, we're supporting the United Boys and we're praying that Chris Golding's ankle's okay.
Yeah.
And I really want him to wear that uniform Saturday night. I'd love him to be playing tonight in Adelaide, though. That'd be a good one to get out.
Still scrubs up really well, that the old singlet, doesn't it?
Oh, look, it looks great. It was, you know, and that's where we wore black. We were kind of the men in black, the bad boys. You know, the guys.
None more so than your good self, Parky.
Oh, well, there's a guy called Ray Gordon that played for the other team, the family team, so-called family team, that was far from a family-orientated player. And we had our battles, and I think that was part of the rivalry as well. And, you know, the crowds used to, you know, go at it. And I think they used to sing songs about me and about Brian Gorgian's nose and his bald spot and different things like that. So it had a real... You know, and the Giants fans were always feral as well. They used to give it to Brian and question his, you know, parenthood and things like that. And it was, but it was really, it really was a great time. I feel blessed that I actually got to play during that time. And I really do hope for the boys involved and for basketball and the kids coming through that it gets back to that stage as it should.
Yeah, no, it would be fantastic. It'd be great to see that singlet run around again. I wasn't a Magic man, but just to see that singlet run around again, I reckon it's going to be fantastic. Thanks, Parky. Appreciate your time.
Anytime, Kev.
Andrew Parkinson joining us there, formerly, of course, with the two championship-winning NBL teams for the South East Melbourne Magic, and they'll be run around the Heritage Round. The Melbourne United boys in the old South East Melbourne Magic singlets will be really good to see. Have a look at that photo. It's on the Herald Sun today. It's probably on lots of social media as well with Chris Golding with the old the old magic singlet, the number 43 on it.